So from the SEARCH study, we've learned that the risk of both type 1 and type 2 diabetes is increasing or has been increasing for the past 10 years, especially so among minority children. We're also learning from the SEARCH study that not only the numbers are burdensome, but these youth and young adults develop early complications and comorbidities very early in life. The burden of such complications is worrisome in both type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Perhaps 1 in 3 youth with type 1 and 3 out of 4 youth with type 2 diabetes have at least one such complication by age 21 and after only a short 8-year duration of disease. So this makes us think even harder at what causes diabetes, what causes these rises, and we have pretty solid evidence from other studies, including SEARCH, that these rises, these increases, are mostly due to the environment in which these children are born and grow. Although we don't know for sure what causes type 1 diabetes, for example, and a lot of research in this area is focusing on identifying what causes type 1 diabetes so we can develop effective interventions. Is it that children are today cleaner than they used to be years ago? Are there nutritional exposures that introduced too early or too late in life might increase their risk? These are all questions that are heavily investigated so we can design better interventions. For type 2 diabetes, this is new as a pediatric condition. It used to be called adult onset diabetes, but we are now seeing type 2 diabetes in children. Actually, minority children in this country tend to have more type 2 than type 1 diabetes if they develop diabetes. And the youngest child with type 2 diabetes that we've seen is 3. So this points towards the harmful environment in which they're born or live their early life. And we have strong data that exposure in utero to maternal diabetes and obesity is a very strong risk factor for diabetes, type 2 diabetes, in these children as they grow. And this is new knowledge and knowledge that makes us want to act on by designing studies to control either pregnancy diabetes or pregnancy obesity, or develop other interventions to prevent obesity and type 2 diabetes later in life. So a lot of work is going into this field and this research, and investigators are trying to break what we call the vicious cycle of obesity and diabetes at various points in time. Trials during pregnancy, trials in early life, perhaps promotion of breastfeeding as an effective intervention, trials later on to improve behaviors, nutritional factors, physical activity patterns in high-risk children. Given that we have had so much success with prevention of type 2 diabetes in adults, and we might actually be seeing a decrease in the rates of type 2 diabetes in adults due to programs like DPP, we think we need to shift the focus from, high-risk adults to healthy children and do what we call primordial prevention, prevention of risk factors for obesity and diabetes even developing in healthy children. And by doing so, I think we will not only have healthier children, but we will have a healthier nation for generations to come.